Okay. Any questions?
Where are we? Do you remember where we are? We were talking about a made-up story. A story that doesn't exist in religious documentation, but here Rumi made a very special moment between Moses and Pharaoh, suggesting that I will give you four things and you will give up one thing. How about that? We went through this, which was what? To explain my ego, the arrogant one of me, who is loving me, to just give up one idea that you are not the God, you are not the ultimate power. Even that doesn't work. Why? Is it because he's promising to give Pharaoh the top list of your wishes? What do you wish? Wishes of a human being is what? Remaining healthy? Having a long life? Success in all that? Just give up that you are the creator. He doesn't do it. Even his brain, his logical intellect, his wife is telling him, oh, this is fantastic, this is good, you should do it. Say, I shouldn't listen to you. I should listen to whom? To my vizier. Going to vizier and saying that I want to give up this system means the hell with you. What is the answer of that vizier? You say, no, don't give up, blah, 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 all that. Okay, the story finished. Rumi explained all the nonsenses and it came to Dahri, who doesn't even believe, and we believe that the existence has been always this. You know that there is a beginning to this. Why and how? Good question. Well, saying that you know it, how do you know it? That comes to the claim of I know that knowledge. That knowledge which is just the opposite of the human sickness. What is the sickness of the human being? Mainly. There is one thing that you cannot say. If you say, you will suffocate, you will die. You cannot say, I don't know. Because you have to pretend you know. This I don't know is the most difficult stuff. And the Dahri was talking like that. He explained it in a long paragraph. Now we know that it starts with commentary on the verse. And I told you what that is. It's sort of a cliche that I was talking and I explained something, but I believe it didn't work. You need more explanation. Let's go a little bit deeper. The excuse is always something out there. In the religious stuff you will find a lot. And let's commentary, which is tafsir, means let's explain it and expand that saying. That saying is what? Is خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْعَرْضَ مَا بَيْنُهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Means I created the sky and the earth and anything between it just for haq.
Do you remember what Hatha is? Do you? You have to. Again, this is it. I made it stand still here to explain it always, always, always. Remember the meaning of the word, because that word is not replaceable in other languages. Hap is Arabic. And in Arab language, it has a vast meaning. In English, you could compose this. Right. Expectancy. Retribution. True. Truth. Just. Justice. Real God. Put all of this meaning together. That's the word. That's Haq, which we believe in. We believe that there is this quality. You see, I'm talking about quality when I'm talking about right and wrong. No animal will understand this. When I'm talking about expectancy, what I'm talking about? Retribution. Yeah. True. The truth. All this is what? If you concentrate and look at them, you will see this is several words. If you could pile it up, it will give you the essence of human dignity. That's what humanity is all about. We have this animal part who is living the animal life, but we have the other side. This is something added to this animal, and it needs to control that animal. Because the animal is here. Does it go away? My monkey doesn't go away. It's here. It's me. That's what it is. We have this duality. I am me as an animal with all the specialties of the animals. And I'm not the best. Because in each, there is an animal which is doing better than me. Listening, the doggy is much, much better than me. Smelling and so on and so on. So I'm an animal. But there is something in me which we don't know when and how it happened. No one knows. Whatever we say is just, we are saying it because we have to say something. Because we cannot say, I don't know. We know it. We know how humanity, how? And there is so clear that nobody could deny it. Anybody could say that art and beauty appreciation is in the animals? Never. When we talk about art, we're talking about humanity. We are talking about the other emotion we get from a painting. This is not animal. And this goes to the real point. The real point, which is anti-animal. What is in you which is anti your animal? Your animal is a taker, right? That's the role of the animal. The brain is made to help me to take whatever I want, to get rid of whatever I don't want. This is the animal life. So, grabbing and taking it is me. Who is the lover? The giver? No animal. That essence is the difference. And this is what we are trying to explain here. You remember how we started this book? You should, because we are going to be at the end of it. Last night I had a review of all of it, which is book four. Is what? We remember. He started to say, okay, we were talking about how to educate yourself and learn it and understand this knowledge. That was book three. Now, he said, okay, let me explain to you that. Even if you get lucky and you fall in love, and you fall in the garden of the beloved, what will happen? You are a violator. And over there you want to grab something. Do you remember the beloved said, hey, what are you doing? He said, nobody is here. He said, nobody, I'm here. How do you say nobody is here when I am here and you are in love with me? What was the worst? He started to bring the excuses. He doesn't accept it because that me, animal one, the feral one, the arrogant one of me, doesn't want to come just a little bit lower because he's in control. He is I, capital I. This is in all animals. In us, here is the difference. He starts with something to explain it somehow. Okay, who is the guilty party tonight? Everybody is not here, only Peter. Yeah, we have to.
Commentary on the verse, and we did not create the heavens and the earth, and what is between them, save with real ground, i.e., I did not create them for the sake of just this which you see, nay, but for the sake of the essential meaning and everlasting providence which you see not.
Okay, you see, in a way, the continuum of something we left last time. Do you remember? Read the last verse.
The usefulness of every external object is, indeed, internal. It is latent, like the beneficial quality in medicines.
This is what a human being will understand when you're talking about the quality. And he says, listen, whatever you're looking at, okay, it exists, so what? But when you're talking about the meaning of this stuff, is one step deeper, is the intention of the maker of this, had made this. That intention is always there. It's like the medicine. Why do you get the medicine? Because something inside it will cure your disease. You just don't eat it like the animal eats food. You are doing something for other purpose, intention. That's the important stuff. Yes, because we're talking about the intention of the creator who created this. We want to know why he created this. I want to know why I'm here. If I don't know why I'm here, I don't know what to do. To understand what should I do, I should understand why I'm here and what am I doing. Yes.
Does any painter paint a beautiful picture for the sake of the picture itself, without hope of conferring benefit? Nay, for the sake of guests and young people, who by diverting themselves may be relieved from cares. From his picture, the joy of children and the remembering of departed friends by their friends. Does any potter make a pot in haste for the sake of the pot itself, and not in hope of the water? Does any bowl maker make a finished bowl for the sake of the bowl itself, and not for the sake of the food? Does any calligrapher write artistically for the sake of writing itself, and not for the sake of the reading? The external form is for the sake of the unseen form, and that took shape for the sake of another unseen. Count up these corollaries to the third, fourth, or tenth in proportion to insight. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.